Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley.
Big 10 is gone. Big 12 is going to be talking things over, and that doesn't look good. So we have to think in this day and time, what can we fill our fall Saturdays with if there is no college football? But that brings us to our Tuesday morning top 10. I hold here in my hands, straight from the writing staff there in Granbury's home office, the top 10 things that we could possibly fill our Saturdays with if indeed there is no college football. Top 10 things.
Number 10.
Number 10. I don't know. Why not? Heckle your neighbors while tailgating in your driveway. Just keep it up.
Oh,
yeah.
Number 9.
Yeah. Number 9, you could watch those China seeds grow.
Number 8.
Number 8 thing you could do if there's no college football, you can go to TGI Fridays and test the limits of that whole endless appetizer policy. I've always wanted to do that. How endless are we talking about here? It's a flat circle, by the way.
Number 7.
Number 7. Honestly, who needs college football? Speaking of, when we have that McConaughey book that's coming out soon, right? I know how I'm going to spend my time.
Number 6.
Number 6 thing we could do if there's no college football on Saturdays. Well, duh. Will it flow?
Will it?
I mean, come on. It's perfect for every occasion and perfect for Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. right here on Hank FM. I got the plug in.
Number 5.
Number 5.
I'm proud of you.
You can figure out that TikTok thing before it gets banned.
Number 4.
Number 4. The clock is ticking. Number 4 thing. How about this? We could have 11 guys protest against 11 other guys at midfield for about 3 hours and see what happens. Just keep score. Maybe.
Ooh,
same thing.
That could work.
That could fit in the rules.
Number 3.
Number 3. How about this? New sport. Fort Worth swamp rat races. Hey! Giddy up, little fellas.
Number 2.
Now.
Oh, it totally is a thing. It's a rather multiplying thing. Number 2.
Number 2.
Number 2 thing we could do. Well, for the players, they could get jobs, so finally they could get paid for what they're doing. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh.
And then number 1.
Number 1.
Number 1 thing that we could fill our Saturdays with if there's no college football. Honestly, I don't know, but congratulations to the University of Texas. The Longhorns are already celebrating their first undefeated season since 2005. Yes, congratulations. They'll take it however they can get it, right?
Not nice.
I knew you would stay silent.
Good morning, Hank fans and family. It's KB and Marley.
If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hank FM.